This summer, we're meeting young people who've landed unusual jobs. I should say, really unusual jobs. Today, we head to New Jersey, where reporter Alex Schmidt caught up with three college graduates driving a giant legume.
It takes teamwork to maneuver a 27-foot-long yellow peanut in a Walmart parking lot.
I wonder if we can just, like, move up, like, by those flowers.
I guess you can move closer.
Yeah.
The giant nutmobile is part of a brand campaign by Planters, the snack food company. They've hired college grads as brand ambassadors to drive it around the country. But if you think maneuvering the vehicle sounds tough, there's more.
So today I get to walk in the shoes of a 98-year-old American icon. So I get to greet the customers and Planters fans as Mr. Peanut.
Yes, today it's Megan Krieger's turn to dress up in the 7.5-foot-tall, yellow, puffy, foam Mr. Peanut costume. It's hot out, over 90 degrees in the sun, but actually Krieger is looking forward to it. That's because Mr. Peanut is a silent character.
It's hard to be on all the time. Like, so having the Mr. Peanut moment is just kind of like, I can throw a thumbs up and, like, communicate as much as I want, but I don't need to actually speak with people.
The team sets up the same event over and over. They park at a store, sporting event, concert. One of them dresses up as Mr. Peanut, and the other two hand out coupons and samples. They got the job out of thousands of applicants, which made Melanie Rodriguez's family especially proud. She's from the Rio Grande Valley, near the Texas-Mexico border.
It's like the little Hispanic girl has made it, like, big, and that's great because it's really hard, you know, given the economic status of that area, and just to make it out, they're very proud of me and couldn't be happier.
Planters says it hired candidates who were dependable, responsible, outgoing, and trustworthy. That last part is especially important. The three team members count on each other for everything from parking help to social bonding to help with the Mr. Peanut costume.
I can't seem to find the zipper part.
Mr. Peanut is a dapper fellow. He wears a top hat, monocle, a snazzy grin. No sooner does he leave the nutmobile than passersby react with smiles of their own, high fives, and some concern.
He gonna be awful hot in there pretty soon, isn't he?
Oh, he's dry roasted and... Dry roasted, we like to say.
While Krieger hands out hugs and poses for social media perfect photo ops, Rodriguez and Mason Kerwick hand out samples and coupons. Kerwick is from Texas as well and says the brand ambassador gig is perfect since he's hoping for a career in marketing. But he's enjoying the tour while it lasts.
If the real world is bowling and you put the bumpers up, this is that job.
The team have to do grown-up things like expense reports, and they're on their own. But they're not going to fall in the proverbial gutter of life's bowling alley just yet.
We still have that buffer, you know. We're not paying rent. We're not having to commute into an office and sit at a desk all day long.
After an hour in the sun, it's time for Mr. Peanut to take a break. Rodriguez quickly helps Krieger take off the costume inside the nutmobile.
My arm's getting tired. I was waving a lot today. I'm really working on being more active as a peanut.
As tough as the job can be, Krieger lived in Wisconsin all her life, and now she gets to see the country for the first time. A few weeks ago, the team had a gig at a stadium outside New York City. The event? A Beyoncé Jay-Z concert.
During the concert, we're like, we can't honestly complain about any heat, anything
yeah,
this summer.
Anything. Like, it's like we went to Beyoncé for free.
Just one of the perks of roving the country in a giant peanut. For NPR News, I'm Alex Schmidt.